So we've gone to the mikveh. Now it's time to put on the Big Day Shabbos. And there's a din Big Day Shabbos, as the Gemara tells us in the top right corner, v'chibadetoy. And this is just one of other sources. Shalayhi mabushcha shal Shabbos k'mabushcha shal chol. That the levush of Shabbos should be different than the levush of chol. Like Rabbi Yochanan, that he referred to his clothes as mechabdusi, that which is mechabed me. And maybe over the course of the shir, Mitzvah Shem will discuss the technicalities of this drasha. What's the raya from Rabbi Yochanan, and why is the lashon shelo yehi mabushcha shal Shabbos k'mabushcha shal chol? It's a very interesting way of defining an inyan or a mitzvah of Big Day Shabbos Kodesh. Okay, let's see. Another marker to this is that which we have to the left. Vayas Hashem Elokim la'adam le'ishta katnas or vayalbishem. Big Day Shabbos Hayu. So the very first mention in Torah of Begadim is the inyan of Big Day Shabbos. Another source that the Gemara quotes in Masechet Shabbos is that which it says by Rutz. Verachatz tevesach v'sam simlei sayach. And the Gemara says that when she went down to Boaz, so she was instructed by Naomi to wear Big Day Shabbos. So the fact that we have a source pointing towards Adam HaRishon and Chava is very important, because it's indicating that it has a connection to the inyan of the chait of Adam HaRishon, going back to the Shurim from last year, the Sfas Ames especially, who connects very much the whole chait of Adam HaRishon, and that which Shabbos was not nifgam by the chait, it's lamala from the chait of Adam HaRishon. So the Big Day Shabbos, although it was given to Adam HaRishon after his chait, has a shaychus to the whole tikkun of what that's all about, which is pretty much everything. So from a halachic standpoint, if you take a look below, it says Shulchan Aruch in Siman Reish Samach Beis, Yalbish Atzmo Big Day Shabbos Miyad Achas Sherochatz Atzmai. That there's an inyan to put on the Big Day Shabbos immediately after the rechitza, the mikvah, the zehu kavod Shabbos. This is an inyan of kavod Shabbos. Val kein la yitchatz the Shabbos al samach la erev sheyalbish asmo miyad. So the Shulchan Aruch is saying that, being that the Big Day Shabbos and the rechitza go hand in hand, since that usually takes place at the end of the day, that's the appropriate place to go to the mikveh. If you take a look at the bottom right corner of the page, all the way at the bottom right corner, right, sorry to do that to you. Ketzoes HaShulchan says, Noyagin l'hachlif hachalok ha-mechnesayim b'kavod Shabbos b'beis ha-tfilah. He says that the place where we actually put on Big Day Shabbos is at the mikveh. Ve'im leivshin hachalok ha-koidem ha-molei zeya achash v'chatzat. So don't put on your weekday clothes, which are filthy and wet. Afal pi shadayin eino samach l'Shabbos. Even though it's not yet Samach the Shabbos, how that fits with the Shulchan Aruch, right? Ubehabegadim ha'alyoinim leivshin Samach the Shabbos mamish. So this is the pshara which he makes, that the begadim alyoinim you put on Samach the Shabbos mamish. Right? And then he says gam kavanas the Shulchan Aruch libosh Samach the Shabbos nira du ala begadim ha'alyoinim sheni keres alavisha. So it would seem from here that when going to the mikvah, it would be ideal to bring a bag of undergarments and to go into the mikvah and put those on following the mikvah, no matter at what point a person goes to the mikvah on Erev Shabbos, and then to put on our shirt and our pants from the chol, and then as it gets closer to Shabbos, to put on the Big Day Shabbos, actual Big Day Shabbos, and this is how Ani Bekatnusi Ha'am Noig as well. So going to the top left corner, to the Chayu Adam, he tells us, Afidu Imhu B'derech Levadai, if a person is traveling by himself or he's by himself for Shabbos, ubeveis nachar, even if he's in a geisha house, mikol makom yulbush Big Day Shabbos, ki ein hamalbushim lekavod haroyim ki im lekavod haShabbos. It has nothing to do with the company which we're with. It's a din in kavod Shabbos, and as we see from the Shulchan Aruch Harav, chayev kol adam lehishtadlo shiyu lo begodim noyim the Shabbos kifi yecholtoi, right? That the malbushay Shabbos should not be like the malbushim shalchol sheyachlifenu beacher. Okay, and that's how it's codified in Shulchan Aruch Harav as well. Now, to try to understand a little bit the premise of what Big Day Shabbos represents, so let's go to the right column again, the second Mayer Makom. This is from the Arizal. Acher HaTfila, after going to the mikvah, Tzarech Lilvosh Big Day Shabbos, right? So it lines up in Pnimi, as it does in Halacha. V'da ki mori ha'arizal hisirani v'nyazesh ne'amar v'nirle ani astaiti shigam l'chol b'nei adam hu tzarech la'asos kein. This is something which applies to everyone. Whatever we wore during the week should not be worn on Shabbos. And that which you wore on Shabbos, you should not wear it during the week. Right? So it would seem that it applies that, of course, there's an inyan to have big day Shabbos. Right? But there's still a din that whatever you wore on Shabbos should not be worn for the upcoming week. And what was worn during the week should not be worn on Shabbos Kodesh. Okay? Whether it's undergarments or overgarments, it doesn't matter what it is. The Vilna Gaon was knowing this as well, and that would mean socks, that would perhaps even mean glasses, meaning anything which is worn. There's an inyan and there's a hider, especially in Primius, to have something miyuchad for Shabbos Kodesh. Going to the left of that, from the Ben Yishchai, he's quoting the Arizal really, he says that just halacha lamayis in Kabbalah, l'chavim b'shem kadosh, this shame, zaharikel, v'kavon azu ma'el saham shechagdush love, just to impress upon ourselves that everything is, when it comes to Shabbos, there's an inyan, there's a yichud, it's in Primius, there's what to say about it, that there's a special shame kadosh that a person wears, is machavim, when putting on Big Day Shabbos, and as the Arizal explains, it's mamshech upon a person, a tremendous kedusha. And that's really going to be like the theme of the shiur, is that when it comes to Pinyas, and it's a klal in Pinyas and Nigla Satara across the board, is that many things which you do in Nigla, we have to be a little bit lumdish now, is that it's called, let's say, a simen. It's a simen ladavar. But in Pinyas, it's usually a siba ladavar. Siba versus a simen. So the Big Day Shabbos, it's not just that a person dresses up l'kavod Shabbos Kodesh. There's actually a hamshacha of Kedushas Shabbos which takes place by wearing the Big Day Shabbos. Let's take a look as we develop this a little bit more at the next Mayim Makam below from Shulchan Aruch Rav. Toiv lizar shaloi latzis b'Shabbos k'mo shehu yoytze b'chol bilti mabush of tach shedechat sheizkar ayadu shayom Shabbos v'liyavu l'chadolai. Now, al pi pshat, one of the reasons why we wear Big Day Shabbos, as aside for the covet of Shabbos, like we said, it comes from Shulchan Aruch Rav and other Sfarim, is that it reminds a person not to be b'chal of Shabbos. Other Sfarim take it so far as to say that it's a special asar when it comes to Haitzah on Shabbos, because the person will be careful what he's carrying out, that when he sees that he's wearing Big Day Shabbos, he'll remember, hey, no, I can't do Haitzah on Shabbos. But according to Shulchan Aruch Rav, it's a general reminder to a person that he should be careful not to be b'chal of Shabbos. And that's something which he takes with him everywhere he goes, that warning. Now, a more premium way of understanding it, take a look a little bit below that. Right, that it's something which is taking place on a neshama level, the neshama yisera of Shabbos. If you have an important guest which comes to visit you, it deserves a special beged to be mechabed, the mechabdusa of that special guest. A little bit below that, something which is a little bit more halacha lemaisa for us on our level, from the Klil Tiferes. Tzarech kol ish lihos nizer bebegadim shemiyuchadim lekedusha, v'mikoshek in b'shabes kodesh, v'adam hasholim yavin b'levavo v'yasko be'is levishas habegadim b'shabes shebechol beged she'il ba'ash yivakish racham im ha'ashem yisbarach. That it's an opportunity for tefila sheyam shechal habegadim kedusha ilah sheyaginu alav. That a person should be zeichet to ha'amshachiv kedusha. That these begadim, and this again, this is the point, the Big Day Shabbos is not just a representation of that it's a different day, not just like it would be in Nigla Satara, that it's also covered, a reminder for the Zahiris in Isri Shabbos, no. It's Mamshech, a Kedusha Shabbos Mamish, which are inherent in those begadim. And so therefore, like we find by the Big Day Kahuna, right, that Aaron HaKohen and his children had to wear begadim, l'chavod, l'tiferes. And the Gemara says that is man shebegideim aleihem, when they wore the begadim, so then kohenasan aleihem, then they were kohanim. If you kohen would do the malacha, the avoida in the Beis HaMikdash and the Mishkan without the begadim, so it's pasul avoida. So it's similar than on Shabbos Kodesh without getting into the pinyasa inyan, and it has to do also with the fact that we had said that the rechitza is panav yod of viraglav, which is me'ein how the kohanim were mekadesh themselves in the Beis HaMikdash through the kiyor. So a person on Shabbos Kodesh is Nis'ale. He goes up to a higher level. It's like going from the lower Olamos into the world of Atzilus. It's similar to that which a Yisrael goes into the Darga of a Kohen. And since every single person is a Kohen and Shabbos is a Bechin of Mikdash, so Mamele, the Big Day Shabbos, Ame'ein, Big Day Kehuna, like we find by Adam Harishon, that those Begadim Sfar Mekdashim tell us, they were Bechinas, they were Mamish Big Day Kehuna. So with that being said, it's almost as if a person is wearing Big Day Shabbos, then Kedusha Shabbos Alav. But if he's not wearing Big Day Shabbos, then Ein Kedusha Shabbos Alav. That's how it would come out in Pnimius. Pirchas Karetzer, he draws the comparison a little bit to the right, on the right-hand column in the middle. Mabushe Shabbos V'yantav Hein Big Day Kodesh. K'mosha Kosev V'Big Day Kehuna. Big Day Kodesh L'Ha'aron. V'ha'levushim halalu Mishazecher L'Lavshan Nitzu Mikol Ra. V'chol Bechinas Hara Bayreich Min Ha'ish. Shezecher L'Lavshan Oysa Big Day Shabbos. V'ha'levushim halalu Hein Bechinas Oris Makifin. Right, that's what's called Oris Pnimin and Oris Makifin. Of course, these are very big sugis in Pnimis HaTorah. Behem Shmira Gedoyla La'adam. So a person has to gain from it, especially from the Shmira aspect, but it's matzal a person, like we found by the Big Day Kehuna, that it was Machaper on this, Machaper Lashon Hara, Machaper Yili Arayis. The same thing is true when it comes to Big Day Shabbos as well. Now this inyan of Bechinas Hara by Reich Min Ha'ish is a connection to Tefillin. If you take a look at the left-hand column in the middle, Alma HaRebbe Milublin, it's really not his emes, it comes from a Pinchas Karetzer, so the comparison, the connection here is very real. Alma HaRebbe Milublin, Tzchus Yagin Olin, Shabbos, is Natrika, meaning Rashi Tevos, Shtraimol B'Mokom Tefillin. We're not going to talk about anything here about Shtraimol, but in the actual Sefer, which we're taking almost everything from Ekoi Kodesh, right, the section on Shtraimol is pretty much just as much as all the Big Day Shabbos. That's how big the section is on Shtraimol. With the Maisim and the Drushim, it's mamash half of a fella. This is not just a nice vart. On the words of the Rashbam, on the Pasek, that he explains the Oymek HaPshat, it's a revid zahav shalev shmal arosh lenoim. It's a special type of a cap or a hat which is worn lenoi. So nimsal ledevi harashbam, that according to Pshitul Shemikra, tefillin is a kaivanoi. It's a nice hat. And the Magid from Kajnitz said that this is the inyan of the hat which we wear. The kaivanoha meyuchra for Shabbos Kodesh, ki mezim a kaim mitzvah tefillin lefi shepirishul sharashbam. So then he says, "V'nimsa shahashraimo tefillin de Rashbam." So there's tefillin de Rashi, there's tefillin de Rabbi Natan, the Shimush Rabba, and now there's tefillin de Rashbam. That's the Shraimo of Shabbos Kodesh. And below that, he quotes Rabbi Chaimer, who, in the name of the Magen from Kozhnitz, keep it tefillin shemanichem bechol bekatshin haguf, u'b'Shabbos Kodesh miskadesh haguf ayidei hamalbushim shaloyfshin lekavet Shabbos Kodesh. It would come out that the Big Day Shabbos are in place of the tefillin. So there's no tefillin on Shabbos. Why not? Because you're wearing Big Day Shabbos. Big Day Shabbos are in place of the tefillin. Now, just a little bit more hesber into this world of the Big Day Shabbos with the Hakdama right now from the Arizal. We'll explain a little bit more. If you go to the right, all the way to the right again, and the third Mayim Makom, V'kibalti mimayri ha'ari. According to the color of one's clothes which he wears in this world, that's going to be what you wear in the next world. For Amrali, that once in Kabbalah Shabbos it was Nisgaltim, a certain Chacham who was Nifter in his days, and he saw that he was wearing dark clothes. He said to him, "What's going on? Aren't you in the next world?" He says, "Yeah, but since I wore Levushim Shecharim on Shabbos in this world, they're punishing me that I have to wear Malbushim Shecharim in the next world." So what does that say for us, Rabbi Sai? So if you go a little bit lower, so we have here from the Divrei Torah, which is from the Munkacher. He writes, Al koponim kemishachas arizo sheish lilbosh dalit bigdi lovin b'shabbos, v'abigan oyam b'seichai. And so too it says in Kasim, in Kisei Melech, that it's a tikkun to oven arayot, that it's a tikkun for b'gam abris, which is the ikar tikkun we need nowadays. Lama yakilu b'zeh. I don't understand, says the Munkacher, why it is that the oylem does not wear bigdi lovin on Shabbos. Ra'isi b'kisvei. Going to Kodesh from the Kamarna, it's like Isaac from Kamarna, that he says shetzrichim misiris nefesh halzeh lil the boy should be they love him b'Shabbos. You know, the Kamarna was very stark when it came to all the practices of Kabbalah and Chassidus. So he says you need misiris nefesh halzeh to be malbish big they love him b'Shabbos. One of my rebbeim, his name is Rabbi Ariel. He lives in Forest Hills, and he came to do my son's bris in Landers College once on Shabbos, and he walked all the way from Forest Hills wearing his big they love on. That's what he wears. He's a makubal through and through. So he wears dafka big day lavan. And I remember the scene when he came into the bris and he was the mile. Like, all of them was there and all the chashuvim were there. And they just couldn't believe that there were people still wearing big day lavan on Shabbos in America, in Queens. But you see that there's an aspect of Mesiras Nefesh, and he certainly displayed that. I'll never forget that. If you take a look from the Prima Gadam below, it says, Levishas big day lavan b'Shabbos in michzei kiyuhara lo yaseh. So the Prima Gadam says, since it's a yuhara for a person to do so, we don't do it. And he says, take a look at the Panam Meirais. However, b'beisai rosh elasas mashiach, to do what you want in your house. Avaloi bifnei rabin. In that Panam Meirais we have here on the bottom in the middle, he says, responding in the tshuva, he says that since the Gadol Yisrael, they all go with begadim shchayrim, so therefore if a person who does so by wearing begadim levanim, ein lecha yuhara gadoi lemizeh, v'roi lenadoisa, he says. He says, right to put such a person in chayrim. From what I understand, although I didn't see it quoted, but I think I heard it from my Rebbe, and he told me that the Tsar Sholem Belz was the one who abolished, who put an end to the Big Day Levanim for the Hasidim. So it would seem that the earlier Tzadikim, before the Tsar Sholem from Belz, they all wore Begadim Levanim, as it says strictly in the Ari, but from the time of the Tsar Sholem from Belz, it was considered to be a very big accomplishment on his part. It has to do perhaps with the Sinyan of Yura, but Sayyid Hashem Li Reyav, that he abolished the inyan of begadim levanim for the chassidim. There is a pshara which comes from the Munkacher, where he says on the bottom left corner that wearing big day lavan on Shabbos in trying to understand and to find some type of a smach why we don't wear begadim levanim, he says that we're yoisei begadim levanim with the talis which we wear in shul. That's what he says. The talis which you wear in shul, that's inyan of begadim levanim. And when we come home, but to the suda, to the tish, and we put on a white bekisha, so that's inyan of begadim levanim. It doesn't, of course, bimkan the words of the Arizal, because the Arizal says that you have to have four begadim levanim, right? Keneged the shem havaya. So there's what this is still a sugi which needs more inyan, obviously. So if you take a look at the marmokim before that, efshar mehai taima from the pnei maven. Time of life shen hatzadik and big day meshi the kavet shabbos is an inyan, especially by tzadikim, that they wear silk. Laharais lifni ha'am kama gadol kayachadibor, that the toilas oisad beged ayide piv big day melachim, that this snail is able to make this silk. It's like kama she'orgim b'shiris v'sish pachus the melach kel chayav akayim, that it's the kayach hapeh. And just to be masber a little bit in pnimius, we know that the word amira is a lashon of beged. We say in eicha, hopefully we won't read it this year, it says Betza Imrasai, right? Imrasai Amira is a Levush. Es Hashem Ha'amarta Hayayim, Es Hashem Ha'amircha Hayayim. Rashi says there, according to Chazal, that Amira is a Levush. And what that means is that from our Amiras, our Shiras V'Sishbachos, which we sing to Kadosh Baruch Hu during the week, it makes the Begadim of Shabbos. If you remember going back to last year, we said that all the Tfilas on Shabbos create Shabbos Kodesh. So the Levushim, the Shiras V'Sishbachos, which we sing, creates the Levushim of Shabbos Kodesh. That's the pshat, why Dafka on Shabbos we sing what's called the Shir HaKavod. Who knows what the Shir HaKavod is? Anim Zemiris. What do we say? Anim Zemiris V'Shirim Erig. Erig is a lashon of Arigas Begadim. That from the Shiras V'Sishbagos we make Begadim. That's the Big Day Shabbos. So according to how Gishmach the Tzvilas word during the week, that's the Begadim. And a remiss to this is which we find. Chazal say, Az Yashar Moshe V'nei Yisrael. So Chazal say, Az, the Zayar says, is the 8 Big Day Kohen Gadol that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wore by Kriyas Yamsuf. What's the shaykhis? The pshat is like this, that since B'nai Yisrael sang Shira, and the Shira makes the begadim, so that's the pshat, Az Yashir, Moshe B'nai Yisrael, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was nislabish in the Big Day Kahuna, through the Shira of Tishbaruch Hu that Klai Yisrael sang, and that's the Indian of Shabbos, and we know the Shvi Shal Pesach is connected Shvi Shal Hayoim, which is the Indian of Shabbos. So just to understand a little bit more, like based on the Mahalach which we've been speaking about, that the whole Indian of Shabbos Kodesh, and going in on Erev Shabbos, it's an Indian of Mesiras Nefesh, it's an Indian of Tshuva, that a person is amazed and is mafshit his guf. And that's the Indian which is taking place here, which ties into the Mesiras Nefesh. Person has to have Bigdei Lavan. It's all part of the Mesiras Nefesh which we have, that we, as if we're removing our guf, and now we're only in Neshama, and now these begadim become begadim for the Neshama. Now, normally during the week when we put on begadim, so since the guf is a levush for the Neshama, so now the levushim which we wear is a levush for the guf. But here on Shabbos Kodesh, we're removing the guf. In which case, the levushim which you're putting on, these are not begadim for the guf. These are begadim for the neshama. So they have to be very high. So memela, since it's inyan of begadim for the neshama, so that's why it has a much higher level in the chashivas, which would explain also why Big Day Lavan is important. That since, like a mace, when he goes into the kever, he wears tachrichim. Like the Arizal taught us that what he wears down here is what he'll wear up there. But since it's like a person has a misa going into Erev Shabbos, so that's why that misa means a removal of the gush, of the guf, to for a person to be malbish these begadim, which are big the neshama. The neshama is called kavod, the mind is mecha kavod, like Chazal say, the neshama is called kavod. Let's just look at the back, there's some stories here. On the top, we have a maisa from Menachem ben Melech and Reb Zusha, that they were once sitting together, and they were wondering whether or not their avoda is real or fake. Like a tzaddik is always questioning himself about his avoda, whether it's he really means the MS or it's really just sheker. So they said, let's see if our Shabbos avoda is good. What we're going to do is that we're going to make a tish on during the week. We're going to invite all the chaverim to come. We're going to sing Shabbos neguna. We're going to wear bigdei Shabbos. And we're going to make it like Shabbos kodesh. Kachava. And they were very disappointed when they found that it was an unbelievable matzav. It was like a Shabbos neguna matzav. They said, look, our whole avoda is shver. So they went to the Magid and told the Magid what happened. So the Magid says, were you wearing bigdei Shabbos? Said, yeah. I said, wearing bigdei Shabbos, and what do you think? You could wear bigdei Shabbos and not be mamshech, the real, actual Kedusha Shabbos. Okay? Which is really the aside of what we're saying, is that bigdei Shabbos is not an inyan of you dress up nice for Shabbos. The bigdei Shabbos is mamshech to Kedusha Shabbos. Just like tefillin is mamshech to Kedusha. So bigdei Shabbos is in it of being mamshech, so it behooves us to set aside a meyuchidik of bigdei Shabbos during the week. If you take a look at the next one, welcome from the Bnei Yisraschar, that once a misnagah came to the Bnei Yisraschar, and he told him that why do you dress the way which you dress? You know, all these begadim, the Kavod Shabbos Kodesh. So he told him that the following maisa, that once the Marav Shemesh was sitting in front of the Nehemali Melech, and because he would bring him every single day a cup of a hot drink in the morning. And when he came in one day, he saw there was a Yid who was sitting there, and when he came in, he fainted. The Marav Shemesh fainted. So the Nehemali Melech said to him, what type of a child are you that when you see your father, you look at him in the face and you faint? That thus it was Avram Avinu. So he says, and Marav Shemesh says, he was sitting there dressed in the big day, in the begadim of the chassidim which they wear. So he says, so it's brought down something in the Tzan Zerov, that the begadim that were noy to wear, especially on Shabbos, and Bechlal, by the chassidim especially, this is what they taught, that these were the begadim, which are not just begadim which you wear because of the times. These are the begadim which were worn by the Avos HaKadoshim. The Marav Shemesh, that was the previous Maya said, the Mori Naim. The Mori Naim, I heard this maisa from my Rebbe, and I saw it here in the Sefer as well, that once when his son, the Maggid from Chernobyl, was a youngster, they went to the mikveh together, and the Marav Naim brought along his Shabbos clothes with him, and one of the socks fell into the mud, and it got dirty, and the Maggid, who was in charge of handing these clothes to his father, Marav Naim, he didn't hand him the dirty sock, and he gave him the Choldika sock. And when he's sitting at the tish, he kept shaking his foot and he was saying, "Ah, my foot!" And he thought that maybe he was poiging him during the week that he wasn't zeichek kedusha Shabbos. To which his son, when he heard about the ruckus, he came and he told his father, "No, Tati, I didn't want to give you the dirty socks. I give you the chol de kasak." He says, "Baruch Hashem, it wasn't all my averus that my foot isn't hurting because I'm not wearing my sock from Shabbos de kasak." The saying that Shabbos is an inyan of kedusha, of tefillin, the inyan of the shtreimel. So this next ma'amakom. From Hershleib Aliker, that once that there was a certain general who was coming, and he said, "Tell me when he's coming." So he says that when he came, he said he put on his shtreimel, and then he came, he ran away when he saw the rebbe with his shtreimel on, which is like the inyan, like the Chazal say about the tefillin leman. How does it say? Ro es kolim es kishem Hashem nikra elecha v'yaru mimeko. So especially not just the big day Shabbos bechla, but the shtreimel is considered to be b'makom tefillin, and it has that aim of a fachad amongst the goyim. And the Bar Marimakam will conclude with this, Rabbi Shlomo from Munkach, the Munkach Rebbe, the Shem Shleime, he said that once he saw in his Chalayim, Melech HaMashiach and Eli HaNavi, that they were wearing Shtreimlech. That the Melech HaMashiach was wearing a Shtreimlech of Zahav, and HaNavi was wearing a Shtreimlech of Kesef, and he told this Chalayim to the Bnei Yisraschar, and he says, this is a Chalayim Emes. So if you see me with the Shtreimlech on Shabbos this week, I don't know why. Okay, we should be Zeichet to hear the Kedusha Shabbos.